It's not one or the other. It can be a combination of both. I've musicians who work with me who, right now, both of the musicians who work in my trio went to Berklee School, and they both say the same thing. Well, you know, I learned quite a lot at Berklee. One went to Berklee, and the other went to New England Conservatory, and but they both were in Boston in that sort of climate that was going on based on what was going on at Berklee. And though they learned to do a variety of things in jazz, they both wanted to do other things. They wanted to play in other styles, Latin styles or big band styles that were more contemporary than the swing style and so forth. And so you learn by doing. You learn by being in different kinds of groups. You learn how by experiencing the kinds of things that help you apply the things you study. So it's one thing to go in the classroom and learn harmonic structures and techniques and devices and so forth. It's another thing to say, well, this is the way Charlie Parker used it. This is the way Art Tatum used it. This is the way Count Basie used them. And to see what the master musicians in jazz have done and then see how you can do something along those lines. I did an interview for the Sunday morning show I did a piece on a great trumpet player whose name is Harry Edison, Harry Sweets Edison. And when he first joined the Basie band, there was no music. They were all, they were playing what we call head arrangements. So the guys were making up pretty much as they went along. And so he went to Basie after a couple of nights and he said, I can't find a note. And so Count Basie said, well, stick around. When you find one, hold it. And that's your note, you know. So ultimately, you know, a guy would find, you know, in the process of elimination, find where his role was in that particular section. And the very famous version, Count Basie's famous version of 1 o'clock Jump, was a head arrangement. It was never written down until way after the fact. They had played it for a long time and developed it with no music until finally they had changes in the band and so forth. Somebody wrote it down. But it was originally just something that they all made up together. And this is true of many, very classic. In the Mood, the famous thing done by Glenn Miller, started off, it was the basic theme was written by a baritone player who worked with the Mills Blue Ribbon Band, a man named Joe Garland. And they used to play it, and they used to play it for chorus girls to dance and so forth. And he finally made an arrangement of it. And the arrangement was very successful, and I guess he did the same arrangement for Glenn Miller. It was very, even more successful. So it doesn't matter how you learn or what you learn. What really matters in jazz is how you use it. And the epitome of an excellent jazz player is to be able to say something which is meaningful to a large number of people. And since you're talking about basically instrumental music, this means that you're communicating whatever your feelings and thoughts are without the benefit of words.